Beak.
Peek-a-boo.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
I guess I can just record lower the volume of the overall recording.
Mm-hmm.
So I can leave myself some headroom later. Alright,
peeking
cool.
is better than me not being in the recording.
That's true. And we are indeed mm-hmm. both in the recording this time.
Aye.
Okay, I'm going to run upstairs. I will be right back.
Really? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hey, we made it this far.
I'm really enjoying this.
Oh my god, so I brewed some of this, well, I'll tell you later. I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay.
Let's actually see what the range of this wireless headset is.
No, leave! Leave!
I am leaving. I'm halfway up the stairs.
Wow.
Whoa, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm upstairs.
Good, we can podcast from upstairs.
Cool.
It's starting to get hard to hear you.
Can you hear me now?
You're cutting out, but yeah.
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap, I'm like in my room.
Mm-hmm.
How do I sound?
You sound actually okay. You're not cutting... No, now you are. What?
Can you message Haggle and ask her where in her room might be?
Yes, I can do that.
Shit, are you?
Why wouldn't I? What's wrong with you?
I don't know, it just sounded
I'm not... I just type. I was pretending to type.
I know.
Hey, Jen, let me type this. There you go. It's all typed up.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought you were doing.
Are you recording this?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I hate to just root through her crap.
Oh. You don't care. Just be honest. You don't care. You don't give a crap about other people's sovereignty.
Man is a marriage between woman and state.
What?
I said man is a marriage between woman and state.
That's right. That's right. Women belong to the state.
Must protect the sanctity
right.
of men.
Oh. It's going to be hard to protect your sanctity.
Oh.
Oh, how are you?
If I were Haggle, where would I put that?
Under the bed?
Aha.
This music works well with I'm searching for things.
I think I should turn it up a little bit. I can barely hear it.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, do what you
Could
want.
Could it be a few decibels louder?
Sure. Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll do that when I get back downstairs.
Anything is fine. Anything you want is okay with me.
Haggle, why?
Haggle, why?
Did she say anything?
Haggle, why? No. Oh, wait, yeah, she said, Dan, don't go looking through my stuff. No, she didn't say that. I'm lying to you.
Shit. So what'd she say?
I finished my Indian food. She didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought she said something.
You can't hear me. I'm breaking up for you.
You know what?
What?
I should just take a shit right now.
While to this music. No. I thought you were joking. Please, no. I thought you meant in the middle of the floor. I thought you meant, like, in Hazel's room.
Oh, why would I do that?
I don't know. That's why it was funny.
Haggle, why?
Dan, why? Poop.
Daggle, why?
Daggle.
Oh, yes. Her bonsai tree should be here today. Oh, shit. They're here.
Somebody opened your front door.
I did. Bonsai trees are here. But I'm not wearing
pants.
How
many? It's okay.
Three.
The trees don't care. The trees don't have eyes.
Make sure my peen's not sticking out.
Okay, well, I'm really hopeful that it's not.
Cool.
This music is perfect for what's happening right now.
Hopefully by the time she hears this, she'll have gotten this gift.
Oh God, is she gonna listen to this?
No, I don't think so.
Thank God.
You said that last time,
too. You can't thank him, though. I don't want people to hear me.
Hello, Dan.
It's not funny when you do it. You can't laugh at
yourself. I know.
She said on the desk or possibly a shelf.
Unless tell her
it's
she is
with
useless.
Me still in my bag. She said it still might be in her bag.
God damn it. Oh God, so many packing peanuts. Like, fuck, and you.
Wow. Why don't you pack those peanuts up your ass?
Whoa, okay.
Boop.
Oh, shit.
Whoa, okay.
That sucks. They are literally just in the packing peanuts.
They're trees.
I reached
what
in
are they
and
doing
almost
in the
ripped a leaf off. I don't know. That means I have to dispose of all of these packing peanuts.
Be careful. Don't rip the trees apart.
I know. This is not going to be pretty.
Not as pretty as me.
Whoa. Hi.
Whoa.
Oh. Okay. Do I sound better?
You sound much better. Holy shit.
Really?
Yeah, what'd you do?
This is my headset microphone.
That sounds awesome.
All right, well, we're going to go with that.
There's much less background noise.
Yes, you think? You think?
But I thought you were using your good microphone just then.
I was, but there's a lot of background noise because my window's open.
Oh.
And it's a tiny room, and it's not padded, like, for crazy people.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Literally
the
letters.
This thing smells amazing.
Your microphone that you found?
No, the bonsai tree.
Why are you smelling it?
Because I'm trying to unpack it.
With your
nose? Let me send you a picture. Let me send you a picture of what's happening right now.
I was trying to reconstruct what was happening through your words.
I'll try not to get my peen in the shot.
You don't even need to mention it. It's not going to happen.
And yet I did. Okay.
Like, oh, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'm gonna try not to poop on the floor. Well, yeah, of course you are. That's what normal people do.
I can hear myself laughing. That is awful.
Those trees are just poking through the top there.
I know, and it smells like spearmint.
It smells like spearmint?
Yeah.
They're like, you're having a stroke attack.
Please help
me, I'm a tree. Please help.
I'm trying to find, like, reach down far enough so I can grab the pot, but it's pretty far
you
down there.
Pot? Wow.
No. No. You silly
okay.
goose.
Okay, I know. It's okay to just smoke marijuana.
Wow.
It's okay if that's what you want to do.
Master for why?
You said that you did, so.
Oh, okay. I found one of the bases.
This isn't what I bargained for when I said we were going to do a podcast. I didn't think it'd be Dan unpacking tree hour. This isn't what I wanted.
All right, well, let's start
All
the
right,
podcast.
Well, wow.
Let's start.
Okay. Welcome to the podcast 2015.
Welcome. Hello, I'm Dan.
I'm a tree.
Hello,
Dan's
I'm a tree.
Taking me out of the box.
Yeah, how's it going?
I feel minty fresh.
So what are you doing right now? What have you done today?
Well, I rode across the country in a box filled with packing peanuts.
Fascinating.
I got to someone's door, and the person who entered the door, they opened me up, and their peen was hanging out. Said peen. It was really strange.
So you could see his peen, and he said peen.
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is. And so he continued to explain this to the person on his mobile headset, and I didn't really understand what he was doing, because he said he was going to be doing a podcast with his friend, but clearly that's not what he was doing. He was unpacking me, a tree, out of a box.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's not very considerate of him.
No, it's not. And here we are now.
Huh.
That's where we are at this moment.
Well, at least that's in the past, right?
No, nothing is actually in the past. Time is a construct, and everything's collapsed on top of itself and each other, and we are all dead.
Each other's self?
You sound like one of the Animaniacs.
What?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. You sound like... Haven't you ever watched Animaniacs?
We are the Animaniacs.
Literally, you sound like one right now.
Why?
Your microphone.
I'm sorry.
You have nothing to apologize for. I find it mildly entertaining.
Oh, mildly. That's good.
Mildly. That's good. I'm mildly amused.
That's good.
I have a half erection.
Okay. I guess that's what I get for talking about my peen.
Nope. That's not why that happened.
Okay. I gotta go now.
Wow. To the bathroom? You're gonna poop on Hegel's floor?
Again, yeah.
Hegel.
Hegel.
What are you? Why are you unpacking all of these trees?
Well, I'm not.
They're gonna die.
I'm sitting at
yes,
my desk.
You are. No, you're not. Listen to those trees just shimmering out of their boxes.
That's not what they're doing.
Shimmying.
I'm literally sitting in front of my desk right now.
There's a lot of noise coming from your desk.
I know. I just replaced the fan with
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, some tree boxes.
Yeah. You know how that goes.
I know how that is.
You do that every weekend.
I try to get away from it. I try to take a vacation. You know.
Yeah. I mean, you can only do that for so long. So. Oh, you hear the fireworks outside?
No, I don't. What are those for?
4th of July.
It's the 2nd of July. I think they got it wrong.
Oh, well, maybe they did it early.
Well, maybe they did.
You know, to combat the weather.
To combat ISIS.
Yeah.
The earlier the 4th of July is, the more we can fight against other countries.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
I'm thirsty.
This guy doesn't look too good.
The tree?
Oh, he's sad. All of his leaves are like,
Well, water him.
Well, he's in a box with packing peanuts. I can't.
Do you know what I have to do?
What?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh. Do you want to...
Yeah, I was going to take this in there with me and, poop while I was on the podcast.
Okay, you can do that.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. I'm, going to...
You're a gonna what? No. Well, it's not exactly what I was expecting. Sitting at my desk.
What were you expecting?
I'm not quite sure, but This doesn't look anything like the picture.
What is it? A picture of?
It's a picture of a bonsai tree.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you...
And, it's not looking so great. The picture.
What does that... The picture isn't looking great.
Yeah, I don't think they had a good photographer. Let me...
Okay.
I'll take another picture.
I'm going to go poop now.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right.
Pooping is happening.
I can hear the plops.
I'll be right back.
Okay, bye.
Okay. How do I mute this? Oh, I figured it out.
Okay.
Right back.
Just me and this bonsai tree right now, folks, people at home, listeners. It's, to be honest, not looking too good. I'm hoping it survives the night because it's looking pretty dark for this tree. The music kind of betrays the situation right now. We may be thinking and looking at happy things, but inside, all that's left is a pretty sad tree. Kind of hoping it'll come back to life with some water and some love, but at this point in time, I'm not overly optimistic of that. This also did not come with instructions of any kind. You know, there's no emergency. Do this as soon as you acquire. Yeah. Oh. That's probably why this is not too happy right now. The pot is broken. Ooh, and it appears that I've cut myself. I should take care of that. I'll be right back.
Quite some breathing into the microphone.
Sorry. Whoa, you're back.
I'm back. And I'm emptier than ever.
Oh, wow. Did you weigh yourself before and after?
I did.
And?
I'm 5,000.
You weigh more now, don't you?
Yeah. I pooped backward.
Take some skill.
It's really hot in here.
Yeah, it sucks that you don't have some sort of device that can turn warm air into cool air.
Those are unusual.
Yeah, but they do exist.
We just filled the whole world with that cold air.
Yeah, well, I mean, the warm air does go somewhere, but we just assume that goes to starving children in Ethiopia.
We don't talk about them anymore.
Yeah.
Do you hear that bus?
No.
Good.
So I found out why this tree might be a little sad right now.
Why is it sad?
The pot that it came in is broken.
Oh, so it lost its home.
Yeah, and I cut myself on it.
What? You've been murdered by a tree.
Yes.
Oh.
The soil is moist. That's good, I guess. I'm sorry.
You said moist.
I wanted to get these out of the box. I am almost done.
Okay. I should just left them in the box. It's okay. They can live in boxes. They clearly lived in a box before.
Well, it says to take them out as soon as you, as soon as they arrive.
Oh, I cracked my fork.
Oh.
Well, don't they just take them out of the box while they arrive?
They should do that.
Because
now I need to send them an email and say, "Hey guys, my pot broke. Please send
my
please
pot send, broke. I'm Dan.
Please help.
Please help."
Huh. I guess I can put this in a nice, classy Tupperware container for now.
Oh, my jelly beans fell out.
Oh.
Hey, I can get it. It's okay. I can get her up. I can gap a dick up.
Oh wow, you can?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is a great show so far.
Why do you even have bonsai trees to begin with?
It's Hegel's birthday present.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. It's a secret, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Why did you just tell her?
Well, you didn't tell me it was a secret. I didn't tell her though. I didn't quite tell her. I just didn't think. I didn't think about why you might be unpacking bonsai trees. It didn't occur to me.
You spoiled the surprise.
I didn't. I said something else though. I mangled my words like I usually do.
What did you say?
I said bongle tree.
Oh shit.
I'm sorry. You need to tell me these things before I.
Oh, you suck.
I'm sorry. You didn't tell me it was a secret. You have to. If you do these
well,
things, you have to
we can
tell
just
me.
Gloss over it. We just won't talk about it anymore, and we'll hope that she just changed. She's busy with.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
We kept the Pizza Monday secret.
I've been
for
keeping
three
this
months.
From her for weeks. And you just blew it.
You didn't tell me it was a secret. You literally
I didn't
did
think
not...
you would purposely say something to her about it.
I don't know. I was getting bored because you were unpacking these trees. So I was just looking for something to do.
I'm sorry. So this is my fault somehow.
It's always your fault. You're not going to get out of that one. No, it's my fault, but I didn't think. It's my fault because I didn't think why you might be unpacking trees. Does she suspect that she might want some bonsai trees at some point?
I should hope so.
But did she say anything about wanting bonsai trees?
Not in so many words. Well, actually, yes, as a matter of fact. That's why I got them for her.
Because
she said she's afraid of them because she's afraid that she's going to kill them. And now I might... You know, I might be responsible for that because I'm repotting it right now in a Ziploc, in a Tupperware container.
That'll be okay. Bonsai trees are very delicate, though. You have to be careful.
I know.
You have to
that's why
them
I was
carefully.
Trying to unpack it.
I don't think that's a bonsai tree, though. Is it a bonsai tree? Bonsai trees don't have leaves like that. They have, like,
it's like
things.
It is. It's just like a special kind.
Ah.
There is soil everywhere. I have made a mess. It's like a bonsai war zone right now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You
it's not your fault.
Destroyed your bonsai trees, and I've destroyed your secrets. We kept your Pizza Monday secret for 3 months, and you just mentioned
and you
bonsai
couldn't keep...
trees. Because the difference is, we said up front, this is a secret. And then when it comes to the trees, you're just like, I got some trees at my door.
Why? Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
Yes, go ahead.
Why would I be unpacking a box of bonsai trees?
Yes, for Hazel. I didn't think about that part. I just figured you were doing something strange. I thought
not
you were being
nothing,
nice.
But you know.
I thought she may have ordered some bonsai trees, and you're just unpacking them for her. That's what went through my head.
I'm not that much of a nice guy.
Wow. Wow. Clearly you went all through the trouble of ordering her some bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees. I'm going to water this now.
She's not going to know. She doesn't. If she didn't ask for them specifically, she's going to have no idea what I'm talking about.
True. How much should I water this?
As much as the instructions say.
There were no instructions. There was just a broken pot and lots of packing peanuts.
Just Google bonsai tree water.
Bonsai tree water. I will do that later. I think it's safe.
We're safe.
Here's my, I'm going to send you one more picture.
Okay, I won't send it to Hazel.
Okay, try your best. I know it's hard.
Oh, wow. Wow. This is still your fault. Oh, that does look kind of sad. Oh, you got different varieties.
Yeah, so it was a pack of three. I figured I would give her two of them, and then I would keep the lucky bamboo from my computer desk. If she didn't want it.
Right. Right.
So it was mildly self-serving.
Clearly.
Well, I don't know. I thought she would want some bonsai trees.
Well, you'll find out soon enough. When does she return?
Except, tomorrow night. Oh, balls.
What?
There's too much soil in this, and when I went to water it, all the soil came out.
Oh, no.
Did I mention that there was soil everywhere?
Yes, you did.
Everywhere.
I don't see it being everywhere in that picture, though. What have you done? What have you done? Wait,
oh,
so the soil...
Oh, shit, fucker.
Yeah, the soil came out everywhere?
My finger's like, still bleeding. Kind of a lot.
This is a disaster.
I can't podcast correctly. I've gotten soil and blood everywhere.
You didn't tell me it was a secret.
I didn't tell you. You spoiled the secret.
No. Very specifically, you didn't tell me it was a secret. I am very good at keeping secrets.
Clearly, it shows.
Wow. Wow. You can't keep a secret that you don't know is a secret.
You should just assume that everything I say is a secret.
Okay.
How's that?
I will do that. I will do that.
The song just ended.
What?
Because the song just ended.
What?
The song just ended.
I don't know what you're saying. I forgot it already. It's a secret.
Oh, wow.
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 Let's move on to news.
Yeah, we got a new segment called News of the New News. It's called News News.
Yeah.
And,
so, this is kind of crazy. I don't know if you saw this,
really.
But
yeah,
I didn't. A fighter pilot.
Wow.
A fighter pilot flew into somebody's chimney earlier today. Mm. It was in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right.
He was conducting a routine surveillance mission.
Oh.
And he apparently just kind of forgot that his altimeter was beeping at him or something, and he flew into someone's chimney. Now, the funny part was, they were doing maintenance on the chimney at the time, and there were...
I can tell this is going to be funny.
It's going to be good. So there was a bunch of chimney sweep brushes up there. So when he hit the chimney, not only did he burst into flames, but he covered most of the neighborhood in soot. It was hilarious. And there were so many people that now have second-degree... smoke inhalation.
Oh,
from
that's
this.
Awesome.
And countless hundreds of others were injured or maimed from the fireball.
I wish I had smoke inhalation right about now.
I know. It's great. It really does, right?
It just reminds me of a nice summer's night on fire, deep in the depths of the earth in hell, where you're supposed to be one day, because you deserve it.
Exactly.
Because you didn't tell me it was a secret.
It's I know. I guess it traveled a lot further than I thought.
Yeah.
Wow. So.
Yeah.
I
liked that story.
Yeah. So that was news.
Thought, yeah. No. I and that was news. I enjoyed it.
That's it.
You gotta have a second news. I have another news.
What is your news?
I thought today when I was walking home that I saw a tree.
Really? A tree?
I didn't, because all trees are secret now. That's my news. News today. Headlines scrolling down your screen. All trees are not real. Are now secret. Trees are not real. No one is getting trees. That is the news.
I mean, Obama. It's true, you know?
Obama, you know?
Thanks, Obama.
Obama has legislated, because he does that on his own now, that all trees are secret. And if you find a tree, you're supposed to destroy it.
Why? But if it's secret, why would you want to destroy it?
So people then know it exists.
That's kind of extreme, isn't it?
I destroyed your trees.
Destroyed my trees.
They're gone.
The trees that I just unpacked, that I worked fucking hard on.
Yes, because they destroyed the podcast too. Single-handedly.
Single-handedly? They don't even have hands, Matt.
Matt. When you talk down to someone, you say their name. Not just you, everyone. If I ever say your name, I'm talking down to you. Think about it.
That is true.
I know. No one says anyone else's name unless they think they're superior than the person whose name they're saying. Think about it. Think about it, Dan.
I am. I'm thinking about it right now.
Diane? I thought you said Diane.
I did not say Diane.
Well.
Are you making fun of my music again?
Well.
My Seaberg.
Seabird.
Seaberg.
Well, Dan.
Well.
I don't
well,
know.
Hi, I'm Matt. Well.
Well, that's not what I sound like.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, so in other news, let's continue with this news. In other news, I read that everyone can get married now. Did you hear
really?
About that? Yeah,
can everyone. I marry my dog?
You can.
I should get a dog.
Yes. In fact, you should get this. This is what I call a news link. I'm segueing from one piece of news to the next. I'm a professional.
Ooh.
I'm a professional presenter. You should marry the 2015 World's Ugliest Dog.
Oh.
Yes, that's right. His name was Quasimodo. Did you know
that?
Oh,
wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. You should marry that dog.
Ew, he really is ugly.
Wow. You see him.
I do.
Where?
I, too, can use the internet.
Oh, okay. Well, I,
Well.
At least it wasn't a tree.
Yeah, because, as we've previously heard, all trees are illegal.
No one knows about them.
Yeah. No, they're actually illegal now.
Right.
You get fined and then shot.
Do I say well a lot? Well?
You do. You do.
You do. Let me tell you, you do.
You do.
That's rude, the way you say you do. Do you say that
a
lot?
I'm going to try and cover for you.
Okay. Go ahead. Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up like I did. I said frap cakes. I thought frap cakes might,
Boom. I'm gonna run upstairs and get some more water.
Okay. Wait, I'm going with you, aren't I?
You are here with me. Acquiring water.
That's great. I'm just gonna wait.
So have you ever heard of Death Wish Coffee?
No, I haven't.
This is amazing. So it's this type of coffee that supposedly has twice the caffeine of regular coffee.
I don't like being advertised to.
Oh.
I don't like this.
Okay, I mean,
it makes me uncomfortable.
You signed a waiver when you signed up with the studio to be advertised to at least once every episode.
That waiver I signed was on a tree. And that
it's retroactively in effect.
Can't do that when all trees are secret. Sorry, Dan.
Fair enough.
Sorry. Right. But I would like to know more about this double caffeine coffee.
Ah, okay.
Tell me more about it.
So this double caffeine coffee.
Yeah.
Generic name.
Hyperdeath coffee. That's what you said it was.
Hyperdeath. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, hyperdeath.
Definitely.
It's a little bit more than double death.
Yeah. It's like double
death. It is a type of coffee made with Robusta coffee beans. Mm-hmm. Robusta is a type of coffee bean. It's a little rarer than regular coffee beans, but it's more hearty, and it has twice the caffeine.
Wow.
Almost impossible to find in the U.S., Robusta coffee beans are...
But you found it.
I did find it. There is one manufacturer, Hyperdeath, Hyperdeath coffee, that makes it, and I have some, and I made it. And that is why I was so productive today and why I was late to our podcast, because I had
just
so much extra energy.
You just need to realize you just need to drug yourself.
That's it. That's it.
You need some drugs because you're not right in the head otherwise.
Yeah, I've decided that that is totally true.
Drown your emotions in chemicals.
Yeah, it's the only way to get anything done. People, if you take one thing away from this podcast, let that be it. You are a flawed individual, and the only way that you will ever be productive in society is to drown yourself in chemicals.
Even
whether
better,
that's gasoline or caffeine,
drown.
You need to drown yourself
or
in
water.
Chemicals.
Just drown yourself, actually.
Yeah.
I think we could use less people in the world.
That's true. We need less people. So if you don't think you're being productive enough... And we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. And you've already tried some amount of chemicals. Just drown yourself.
Just kill it. End it. End it. It's not worth
just
it.
Just end it all. Yeah.
It's not worth staying around. And if you think it is, you're wrong. Because I'm right.
And you're sucking up all of our oxygen. So do everyone a favor and kill yourself.
Yeah,
drown yourself.
That ends this episode of
and that's,
Do your stuff because we want you to do it. That's the segment that we're doing. That's
all right. Drive safe, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Go home. Go home.
Go home. Go home.
It's
I'm
okay.
Drunk.
It's okay. You can stay with me.
I'm Dan.
I'm not.
And this is that podcast. We'll see you next time.
No, it's not. No, we won't. Go home.